Welcome to a special episode of Up on Foil. Today we have Duncan Robinson with us. He just dropped like a bomb. Like, learn to foil 10 times faster with SmartFoil. A cool little product that you're going to talk us about. And it's like a camera. It is takes metrics and it is a coaching kind of thing. And I'm really curious. So thank you very much, Duncan, for being on the show, first of all.
Yeah, no, pleasure, and glad to be here, and glad to fill you in a bit more about it, because there's quite a lot behind it, and excited to bring it to the market, excited to get it out of my head and into the world. So that's great.
That is super cool. Maybe just before we get into the product, maybe you can tell us how you came up with it. When did you start foiling, and how, and would that product have been something that would have helped you and can help like people like us?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So initially, I'm a climber. I'm a climber and skier, and came to Switzerland for that. I've been really passionate about that for 20 years. And then I've got two kids, and it's quite difficult to go into the mountains all the time. And I've got the lake right next to me. So really wanted to use the lake, and saw people on foil and just thought that looks like an amazing thing to do. So just went and bought all the gear, tried myself, and had endless sessions, falling, failing, and having a pretty difficult time, but still really enjoying it. It was still fun, even though it was a lot of hard work, but it was great. So I was totally hooked, and being so close to the lake, you can just get out there and do it.
Was that palm foiling mainly?
It was wing foiling initially. Yeah, wing foiling. Okay. I was down the south of France and saw people doing it there, and then saw a few people on the lake here and thought, yeah, I've got to try that. Just bought the kit. I watched a load of videos like Gwen and Damo, and just thought they're the guys, and learned from them. Watched it, tried to do it, couldn't do it, couldn't work out why I couldn't do it. Watched other people make it look easy, and just thought, what am I doing wrong? And it was a slow process. I'm into a lot of sports, and I usually pick up sports really quick and just love it. But foiling felt hard, and it felt like it took me a while to properly get into it. So that was the frustration, really. And I was like, there's got to be a better way. And it was the ski device Carve, where I'm a keen skier, and saw the adverts for that. I thought, why not give it a go, see what it does, see what it can do. And I found it really interesting how it's a device that goes in your boot, it tracks where you're going, and then uses an app to give you feedback. And I just wondered how much of that could be used in foiling. Whether it could be useful. So just started to put some ideas together, then just thought I'd test to see if other people would want it, and spoke to a few folk, and they thought it was a good idea. So Devin the Wake Thief, he pitched in and said, yeah, great idea. Gave us some good pointers as well. Spoke to Gwen and Damo, they were on board, and I was like, maybe this is something, and we should develop it. So offered it as a product initially, a pre-sale, and had a few people come on board, and that was the sort of the validation we needed to go, right, okay, let's get heads down and build this. So for the last 6-7 months, I've been building it, testing it, loads of different prototypes, lots of different systems. I've found an amazing co-founder who's got amazing background in AI tech, building amazing software. And he's fantastic. So he's based down in Tarifa. He's a keen foiler. He had the same problems as me, that he felt it frustrating. And he saw the ideas I had, and he got in touch, and he was dead keen to come on board. So it's fantastic working with him. And it's really exciting. I think we're building something really good. So there's been great momentum, great feedback from people just getting in touch saying, this looks awesome. And that gives us lots of enthusiasm, energy to get this out there. So yeah, it's really cool. Really nice project.
What is your background like? Technical wise, would you work if not working on that product?
Yeah, so I mean, initially I studied mechanical engineering, and I actually went into teaching and was teaching in the UK for a while, and then came across to Switzerland to teach in an international school here called La Rose, and had a great time there. And moved to the Alps for the skiing and climbing, but then also set up a few businesses on the side, and set up a software business a while ago for summer camps. I was working as a director of summer camps and set up this software and launched that. That was really cool. That was called Camptree. And then got really into sort of this solving problems, developing a solution, trying to sell it, see if people want it, and then, growing those businesses. So it's been really interesting. And I've been focusing on that for 7 or 8 years now. And I've got a couple on the go, but this is my main focus now, because it brings together all my sort of skills and passions at the moment. So yeah, all the filing stuff, the tech stuff, the problem solving. So it's a really cool project to be involved in it, and such nice people to do it with. Or, you know, we've got a great group going, all the people have come on board, and there's just such high motivation and psych that it's great being around that energy, and that gives us a lot of fuel. It was the validation where I put an offer together and sold it quite easily. It was just putting a landing page together, putting together an offer of what it could be. And Rene, I've got a shout out to Rene, who was the first guy to come on board, and he just validated it. It's like, yep, this is something we need, something I'd like, and that was it. So it's validated that we can go all in, and that's when we got about 20 people involved in the Founders Club, and they've been pitching in, trying to help us develop ideas and build the product. And that's Austin sort of came in, saw it as well, and he was kind of inventorying contracts, so offered to get involved, and it was a good fit. We got on really well, so it seemed like a good match. So we cracked on with it.
Very nice. So for everyone who has no idea what we're talking about, can you just, in a couple of sentences, tell the listeners, the viewers, what it is? Maybe you have a prototype as well. You can show something like that.
I do.
Perfect.
So this is SmartFoil. This is a device. It goes on the front of your board. It's got a camera in here, wide angle camera, so it films everything, so it gets what you're doing. And it also has a load of advanced sensors, so like accelerometers, gyroscopes, magnometers, and then it takes all that data, has a really accurate GPS as well, takes all that data, logs it all in here. Then after the ride, you come in, you connect it to your computer or your phone, and then it gets all that data on the app. And then from the app, we're going to use some AI to then process that, to analyze it, to show some statistics about the ride, about different data points, different things like balance, the pitch, the roll, the yaw, all that stuff, and then give a foil IQ score. So I've taken this from Carve. Carve give the ski IQ score. So I thought, why not give a foil IQ score? And it's kind of like a performance metric, so you can see your progress along the way. So each time you go out, you try and improve it. Try and do better, and hopefully your score keeps going up. And then over time, like this, will train the AI system we've got going, and then the feedback will just get better and better over time. So that's the project in a nutshell. But I think some of the main sort of pain points we came across was we started talking with coaches. So some amazing coaches like James Casey, and he's got a great club going, and he asked people to go out and get some camera footage of them foiling, and he said like a very low percentage actually managed, and that's because no one really wants to put a GoPro on the front of the board. It's very difficult to take a drone, especially in high winds, so a really low percentage came back with video. So it's very difficult for him to then give proper feedback, but video is the way to improve, and I've had my partner film us and it really helped. But I never like asking someone to film. I never like having a GoPro on the board. So just like having a flat GoPro on there gives you that, you know, the video, you can get coaching from someone else. You can just look at it. And a lot of the time you just see it and it's quite obvious what to do. But then to be able to show that to other people and get that feedback is really, really valuable. So that's sort of, yeah, that's how the flat GoPro idea came from. And then combining that with the metrics, all the motion metrics, it makes it really, really sort of valuable data. And interestingly, like we started putting this out and, you know, started getting a bit more publicity around it. And we've had some Olympic for sailing teams getting in touch, asking like how they could use it. Is it going to help their teams? And that's really, really cool, because I think it just validates that, you know, their problem was they use cameras, they use motion metrics, but it's not all together. And that's what we're trying to solve with this, is it's camera data, it's motion metrics all together. And then that's really powerful data where you can train an AI. You can also just use that yourself and see how to get better.
I imagine it can be super difficult, because we talked about wing foiling before, then we have dock starting, then we have Olympic sailor, a whole different kind of foiling. How difficult is it, or how do you do that? Like take these different, totally different sports and put it in one product?
Yeah, it's a good question. And we've tried to make it work with all the foil sports, but I think some of the main ones we've tested it with, the ones we're into, is pump foiling, that motion of going up and down. I mean, it's quite similar to the sort of ski motion going side to side. So yeah, being able to see your curve and then compare that against better riders, Nicholas Itten, who goes for hours, or Yvonne, is like, to be able to compare against them is going to be awesome. So I think it works really well for that. It works really well for wing foiling with the video. And then the other sports, we need to test as we go and see how it can improve for those sports. We have to focus, keep a focus fairly narrow to start with, and then we just keep adding on the other foil disciplines. But we had a board shaper in Australia get in touch. He works a lot with e-foilers. And he was saying this is going to revolutionize how they learn, because, you know, it's very difficult for him to give coaching to lots of people out in the water, whereas each one of them comes back with, you know, all the video, all the data, and then he can analyze it after, and they can analyze it themselves as well. So it's really interesting. He's developing a board. He's designed the board for this to fit into it. So it's really cool. He asked for all the design files so he could get it printed and stick it on there. So yeah, that's awesome.
That's very cool. So an advantage is that it's flat, because I had a Insta 360 once in the front of the board, and it was not holding, and it fell in the water and it was gone. So that being flat, that's probably a huge advantage already, and pretty big surface as well. So it really stick.
Yeah, and I test with it, like it's not going anywhere. Like, you know, you stick a GoPro on your board and you're like, that's falling off. This you stick it on, it's like, well, it's solid. So it's a big surface area. You can get a much bigger pad under there, and during the test, like it's been really good, and hasn't, like, you don't even think it's going anywhere. So yeah.
What if you fall on it? Are there pointy edges?
Yeah, not really. No, we've kind of rounded the top of the camera off. So yeah, it's nice and sort of flat, low profile. Yeah, there's only a slight raise where you have to have a slight angle of the camera.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, but compared to a GoPro, like, there's hardly anything to bash your head on.
Maybe you can talk about the quality of the video. What resolution does it record? Is it slow motion? What
yeah. There? Yeah, it's a good question. And quite a few people ask this. And we're not trying to create, like, you know, the best social media video. It's a coaching tool. So it's there to get the whole picture, you know, of the technique, the rider. You know, so it's using a 5-megapixel camera, which I know is not huge resolution, but it does give you enough to get a good idea of what you're doing. And it gets 160 degrees angle, so it gets like the whole picture. And we thought that there's advantages to that you get much better battery life. If it was, much higher resolution, then, you know, it's only going for a much shorter time. So we're aiming for 6 hours operation time. With this, so, you know, people who go out all day, it lasts for that. We thought that's a good compromise between, like, quality and battery life, which is always a trade-off.
Does it show you when it's recording? Because with the Insta 360, it's always like, is it running, is it gone or not? Is there a light or something to show you that it's operating?
Yeah, exactly. So there's an LED, like multicolor LED, so it shows you different modes and when it's recording. So yeah, we toyed around with putting a screen in there so you could see it like a GoPro, but it didn't actually add that much to this device, so we're saving that one. And just LED shows you whether it's recording or not, which mode.
Very nice. And then just some practical questions. Are you going to pair it with your phone and have the data transfer over Bluetooth, or how does that work?
Yeah, exactly. It's actually Wi-Fi. So this creates a Wi-Fi hotspot to connect to, and then you can see all the log files, you can see all the video files. And then you can operate it via Bluetooth, or there'll be a button to turn off, turn on, and then for different modes. So that's how we set up.
And then you get the app that is part of the whole coaching thing, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you pair it. It's first off, it's a web-based app initially. So then after, you can pair it with your computer or phone, and then download everything to that, and then it does the analysis. So there's sort of two parts to it. There's the app, which is included like for life, and there's all the sort of basic features, and then we have a more advanced part of it, which will be like the AI side, the coaching side, and access to other coaches as well. So. So yeah, two parts to it, and one is included for life, so you get the device and the app for life, and then if you want to learn faster, then there's the AI coaching side.
And then that you have like an in-app purchase, something like that, you have to
do? Yeah, so that'll be a subscription, like an annual subscription. Yeah.
Can you because obviously we're interested in prices as well. Can you tell us how much that thing costs and the coaching as well?
Yeah, sure. So eventually we're looking about $200 a year for the subscription. But for the Indiegogo launch, for those who come on early, then we're doing that at half price, and that'll be half price for life if people want to carry on with that. So with the Indiegogo launch, you get the device, you get years of the AI coaching. And then if you want to carry on with it, you get it at half price for life. And that's for coming on board during this launch.
And maybe because you talked about that Indiegogo launch. Today we have the 9th of June we're recording, and I'm going to try to get it out as soon as possible. Can you talk us about the dates that are important for that?
Yeah, sure. So we launch tomorrow, the 10th of June, and the campaign runs for 30 days. But we expect, we've got 1,000 on the wait list, or over 1,000. Wow. We've got hundreds who have purchased the deposit, so ready to go ahead and get the device. And we've got quite a lot of people have already bought the lifetime subscription. So it's really exciting. We're all like prepped and ready to go, and tomorrow it launches. So yeah, I'm really psyched. I'm really, really
Are you nervous? Are you anxious? Like,
yeah, well, of course. Yeah, I've not done a sort of big crowdfunding launch before, but it's been quite an experience, and you know, tons of work has gone into it. Like I say, we've got great backing. Like, we've got this huge wait list, and we've got lots of people who have, you know, kind of come on board already. So that's amazing, and that like makes things a bit calmer.
And then you have like big names. You talked about Gwen Damo, James Casey, you have Balz Müller as well. How did you get in touch with those guys, and how was that?
Yeah, no, awesome. Such nice guys. And like, I think these are the guys I learned from when I was learning. I was like, you know, we're putting this together. Who do we need involved in this? And we're like, let's just go for the best. And, you know, go in touch with, Gwen, I think, initially. And Gwen was really psyched. He was really on board. Any questions I had, like, instantly answer them. And he's like, yeah, just totally psyched. Same with Damo as well. And then I got in touch with James Casey, and he's really interested. He's got this amazing coaching program, and highly recommend it if anyone's looking for that sort of level of coaching. And also then Balz, had a great chat with Balz, and he was just mega psyched. And it was, yeah, hilarious conversation with him. And it, just really cool having these guys, like the top guys involved, and like way above my level. I mean, I'm a pretty average foiler, if I'm honest, but these guys are total Jedis, and it's wicked to have them involved.
That is super cool. Today, like this weekend, I was at Lake Sempach, and I had a friend who tried dock starting for the first time. And I was just thinking, if I had that tool, I would put it on my board for my like experience and to get better myself. And then he would use it. And then I had a question, is that like possible to have different accounts, like saying, all right, someone else is using the board? Or is it just always going to be me, and then suddenly it gives me like other tips and tricks, even though it wasn't me?
Yeah, so it's going to work a lot better if it's your device and stays with you. If you get someone else's data, then it's going to think you're either a lot better than you are, a lot worse, or maybe they're exactly the same, so it doesn't matter. And I had this experience with Carve skiing. My partner took it out for a day, I took hers out for the day. And I'll try and
Come
be
on,
honest,
you
but
can
I'm
do
quite
it.
A good skier. So I nailed it. And then like every time she goes out now, it's saying, oh, you've got worse or something. And it's like, it's not very motivating. So I'd say it works much better if like it's your device, you keep it for yourself. And you'll sort of keep the progress where it's.
But then you say you wanted to start with like just some basic things like the pumping. Is dock starting the thing you want to focus on the most, or is it wing foiling, or what is like your biggest focus to start?
I'd say the biggest focus is wing foiling, but also pump foiling, because it works really well for that. And then I was thinking, well, pump foiling is like one of the key skills between all the different foiling disciplines. Like, you know, when you're pumping on light wind with a wing foil, when you're, you know, surf foiling, prone foiling, like, you know, there is an element of pumping in all of them. And if that's the one skill to improve on, then that's kind of like one of the main focuses of this tool. Yeah, obviously there's the whole camera side of it and analyzing that. So like I say, our core focus initially is the wing and pump, but those skills, or that pumping skill, it like goes through all the disciplines. So I think it's really valid for all of that.
But it's mostly the pump, because when I think about dock starting, pumping, of course, is not easy. We all know that. But the start is like 10 times harder. Is the start also part of that tool? Or is it, because the start, I imagine, is super hard. There's so many different starts. Is that also part of the project, the tool?
Yeah, so like with pump foiling, the dock start, it's going to be difficult to, you know, for a device to give that feedback. However, some of the best feedback is from someone at the side with a phone just taking that video. And it's amazing. You can get some great feedback just from the people on the dock. But there's times where you don't have the people on the dock, or the person on the dock's not telling you the right thing, and you just keep failing anyway. So the other side to it is the camera, the video you get, it doesn't have to be from the device. It can just be from a phone nearby that can be uploaded, and then it can give feedback that way. Or a coach within the app can then have a look and then give feedback that way. So it works from, yeah, you know, and if you had a drone and it was around, drones can be that some of the best footage. So you can use that, you stick it in there, and then you get some good feedback.
And then I imagine like the speed, you talked all about the different axes, but also like the kind of foil, the kind of front wing you take, the tail, the length of the fuselage. Can you like type that in your account or something?
Yeah, it's really cool. So we're setting up, like, you have like your gear stash, your quiver in there. So you can set it up each time when you go out, you select what you're using, and then it logs that. So then it can also see like insights between the different gear, what's helping, what's not. And it sees some things which you're not going to see, like you might feel, but here you're getting like data to show it. And saying like, with this setup, it's better for this. And then you're able to get advice, you know, log into the conditions and then sort of get advice for what gear you should be using there. And then we end up with this huge data set of like, you know, what weights for different foils, for different types, conditions. And then you get such good insights about it. And it's sort of analyzing all that for you. And you get, lots of good feedback. So.
All right. That makes a lot of sense. Also, if I just think about my things that I'm doing, like if you try to catch a wave and you stop foiling but still have the speed, that's probably also like part of the whole
thing. Yeah, and it's going to take time to get all that right. But yeah, we want to be able to like accurately measure when on foil and when off it. But it will take time to get that really accurate. But having these sensors, which are much more accurate than like GPS in a watch, or it's going to really help with that.
That is so cool. And then you have that tool, and obviously that somehow clicks onto that thing that you glue or scotch on your board. And then you have probably to get one for every board that you have, like a little like holder thing.
Like mounting plate, yeah, we're calling it. Right. So yeah, mounting plate for each board is pretty useful. And then yeah, you just slide this out and slide it back onto the other board. And it's quite a similar design to a GoPro. We use some inspiration from there, like a big flat GoPro, and it slots on easily and then just changes between the different boards.
That's so nice. Just one super practical question. Does it swim or does it drown if you like take it off and it falls down?
Yeah, it floats.
Really? Oh, that's so important. That was on purpose, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, you, losing it would be a bit of a catastrophe. So
yeah. And then I'm just thinking about some of the boards, the wing boards. Obviously, it's easy because they're usually the nose is quite flat, but the pump foil, the dockstop boards, they have pads on top. That's probably more difficult to make it stick.
Yeah, so I've got a very small board for dock starting, and it doesn't work so well on top, but you put it underneath, and obviously the camera is not useful there, but all the motion sensors are, and that's where you get the curve. So eventually we're looking at using the camera to measure height above water, because it's actually very difficult to do that with LiDAR sensors with water. So that's something in the future, but that's something that will be possible, and that's added advantage for going underneath the board with dock start.
That's
in the future.
Sense. Because I always, for me, it's always super hard to know how high on the mast I am. Because obviously, if the board touches, or when I had the foil drive on, once the pod started to dip, then you can hear it. Yeah. But on the other side, if you're too high, yes, you'll feel it as well. So it's really hard to feel it. That's super interesting.
Yeah, it's a difficult one to solve. And initially, I spoke to Nicholas Sitton, and it was one of the key things for him. He wanted to know how the height on the mast, if it's getting too high. And just some sort of alarm goes off. But testing some sensors with that. And there's so much water interference that it's quite tricky to do. And like, you could run a wire down the foil. No one wants that. You could stick a sensor in the foil. It's more faff to have, you know. So one really good idea, which, like I say, it hasn't been tested yet. But it could do this in the future that... it's going to be able to measure the height above water and then give you a sound when it gets too low or too high.
That is so interesting, because then you know how much of the mass is looking out of the water. And that's interesting. That's super cool. So who is it actually for? Because I'm also, I would say, an average foiler, but obviously I can still improve because I cannot go as long as Nicola Eaton. Who is it really for? Is it for total newbies or for like average foilers like me, for example?
I'd say you're above average.
Depends.
Yeah. So I would say if you're totally new to foiling, then this isn't going to replace a coach. You know, it's there to really work alongside a coach. And first sessions out, it's probably a good idea to get a coach to, you know, show you how to just position the board. This isn't going to be able to do that. However, there will be like tutorials how to do it within the app. But I think initially starting out, getting a session with someone is better. However, once you sort of get past that and you've got your gear, you want to go out, you want to improve, that's the key bit. And that's where, you know, this is going to help whichever level really, until you get to like, you know, Gwen, Deimos level, Bals, you know, all those guys, just Jedi's.
Anyway.
So yeah, I'd say that's the sort of sweet spot, like just after beginner until like Jedi.
So really for a lot of people, that's so cool. So if you like look at the next year, you probably have your business plan. How many of these things do you think that you're going to sell? Is that like a goal you want to achieve, or are you just going to look what happens, see what happens?
I mean, we have a target for the campaign, and we hope to sell 300, which we think is achievable from the stats we've got so far. And then we'll see. We want to make this accessible to people as possible. And to do that, we need people involved in it. So yeah, we'll be able to tell, I suppose, better after how this campaign goes. Yeah, we want to get this out there. We want to get it in as many hands as possible and help people improve. And that's what it's all about.
And I can imagine, like, for schools, as you said, like with James Casey, for schools, it's super interesting because they have like one more tool to look at if they have like a group that they can analyze. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, the we've had a few coaches and schools get in touch, and they've said, you know, one, that it's great for rentals because they'll be able to rent this out with them, and Carve do this quite a lot with their ski devices. But also like coaches who have a group already, but they'll be able to get them involved in this, and then they can go out, you know, get that footage, and just the coaches have a better way of giving that coaching. So yeah, it's a really good tool for coaches to then, you know, promote around that. And we've tried to build the back end, like, you know, really suitable for that. So coaches can see it, they can give feedback, they can, you know, use it to manage their groups. So yeah, it's really cool. And yeah, interested to see how that side of it develops. Like with coaches we've had in touch recently, it's been like Olympic teams. And yeah, that's really interesting. You know, I didn't have that in my head to start with. It was just about, you know, well, trying to have the sort of, well, my level. But yeah, these guys getting in touch, it's like, yeah, this is there's a need for it. You know, there's a need for that data. They showed me the data they get at the moment, and it's kind of all over the place. And they just, you know, they want something to get all that data one place, and that makes it easy to analyze and see what's happening.
How much time and maybe money did you invest in this so far?
Yeah, well, it's an expensive project, and I've been working on this for 6 months, like quite like nearly full time, and yeah, a decent chunk of it. I don't want to say how much, but yeah, I'm well invested in this, but it's a passion project as well as a, you know, developing a business around. It's always a lot to get these projects off the ground, but I'd much rather work on something I'm motivated in than something that's just going to make money. So I'm very happy to be working on this.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, when did you go public? Because I've never heard of that product. And then it was, I think, last week that suddenly, and now it's everywhere, like Instagram, oh, really? Everywhere it's going. Okay. When did you go public?
2 weeks ago, really.
Okay.
We filmed the film last month, and it's taken a while to get edited. We wanted a bit of a longer run up until the campaign, but we only got it fairly recently. So yeah, since then we've been able to do some publicity and get some people interested, and, you know, have a good run into the campaign. So yeah, only a couple of weeks really leading up to this, we've sort of gone a bit more public and got it out there. So.
And then you said you had a lot of people that are already like pre-ordering. Were some like other voices as well? Some voices that might have said, well, I already have a Garmin, I have a GoPro, why would I need that? Or just another thing that wants to be sold, or some negative comments maybe.
Yeah, sure. And it's a question we've constantly been asking, like, you know, is this needed? You know, is it worth going all through all this development? And it's hard. It's like this development, it takes a lot of time and effort. Is this needed? And it's been a constant question we've had with Austin, and, you know, quick sanity check here. Are we building something really good? And it's always come back that yes, this is. And that's really the response from the market has validated that. And yeah, so some people, you know, have made some comments like, why do we need this? And it's fine. Like, if you're happy sticking a GoPro to the front of your board, yeah, you don't need it. if you're happy just using water speed to get some stats, you know, to see where you've been, kilometers, all that stuff. And there's some great foiling apps being developed at the moment. And Jens Bolt, he's developing a great one. He's part of the community here. And there's a few really other really interesting ones. So there's loads of innovation there, and there's some really great apps coming out. So yeah, if that's for you, that's totally fine. What we're developing is like really fine data where you're getting everything. You're getting the board, you're getting the movement, you're getting the video, and you're getting it all together. So that's really what we're focused on. That's our sort of value proposition, which is different to the others. Yeah, since sort of making it a bit more public, we've had a few people interested to come and work with us. Some great people at the university in Zurich who are dead keen, and we've got some meetings soon with them to figure out like how to include them. And it's yeah, really nice. So yeah, it's totally fine. Like if people have GoPros and use them, of course, that's great. I wouldn't want to use a GoPro, but that's just personal preference. People like water speed, that's fine. So, you know, we're not forcing anyone to get it, but I think this could be a real game changer for those who want to progress quick.
That is super cool. Plus, it's probably a big advantage that you have foilers as your target group, because we spent so much money already. So it's really a small part if you compare it to all the carbon gear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and like this winter, I was learning pump foiling from last year, and it's when I went through like two different foils. I was like, I got the gong stuff, and it just wasn't working for me. And I was like, I could keep going with it, or I could just move on. So I got the Indiana set up, and it was brilliant. And I was just like, oh, thank goodness I've sort of found it. And yeah, you know, you can end up just spending thousands on this stuff, and crazy. Like maybe with a bit more data, a bit more like input from something, someone, you know, that could be saved. And I've seen some quivers some people have, and it is unreal, the amount of foils, which is really cool. And you can never have enough foils, can you? So, you know.
Well, you know, honestly, that's why I started wing foiling, because I thought that I need less stuff, just one board, one wing, it'll be fine. But no, it's worse.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really cool. So once they order it on Indiegogo, how long usually until they will get their product?
Yes, so we're looking at November before we get the delivery date for these to be. And, you know, and initially we're trying to rush them out. You know, I know speed's really important. Like you order something online now, you expect it the next day. Yeah, and I appreciate that. And I'd love to get this out sooner. But at the same time, we're creating something really, really cool and really quite high tech, and these things take time, and we're not a big company. Like we're you know, two passionate foilers with a bit of a tech background, and really want to create this, and so it does take longer. But yeah, we're looking at November to get all this out, to give us enough time to create something really, really good. We had a group come on early, and we will have a beta testing round with them. So we're able to, you know, just iron out any issues before we get all the other devices out. So yeah, November is the date we're going with on Indiegogo.
Nice, very cool. So obviously you have to tell us where we can find that smart foil, what web pages, and we're probably going to be able to put the link down in the show notes.
Yeah, sure. So we have the website getsmartfoil.com, and there'll be a link from there to the Indiegogo page. I haven't got the link for that yet because it starts tomorrow, but can share that link when we go live.
All right. Very cool. Well, Duncan, I think that's been it already. Is there anything else you want to tell us about the product, about what happened, about the story, how it got where it is today?
No, I think we covered most of it. I'd be very interested to hear about you. What captured your interest? What was the one thing which did it for you that got you?
Well,
here we had some technical issues and we had to switch to Google Meet. So the audio is a little bit different.
So just before our commercial break, just kidding, we don't have someone to sponsor. If you think about sponsoring us, hit us up, upandfoil.com. Side note, you just asked me why I got interested. First of all, when I saw it, because my Insta feed is full of foiling stuff, I thought it wasn't real. People trying to sell me things, I'm usually very skeptic. And then I saw who you're working with, and that helped a lot. And then I went online and saw that, all right, it's really a thing. And of course, I put my email on, and yeah, I'm super interested, really, because yeah, I want to improve. As always, I don't have that much time, so every session counts. So I thought to make more of it, maybe that can work.
Yeah, for sure. And that was one of the things for me is like there's so little wind on the lake here that when you have a session, you want it to be amazing, not like just falling in and figuring out what you're doing wrong. So yeah, making the most of each session.
I think that's really what I would use it for. Right. And I'm really interested because I don't really have coaches. Yes, of course, when I went out and someone was there, Balz, for example, he's always a super teacher, he's always got good ideas. Mm. But yeah, I'm not usually foiling with Balz. So having him as a virtual assistant, that could help a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That's interesting. What made you think it wasn't real?
Just internet in general. Okay. I'm really skeptic because as soon as I order something, I get plenty of emails trying to get my contacts, my logins. So yeah, I'm super skeptic about everything lately. And also I think Anya, it was Frau Foyle, she had her Insta channel hacked. So
okay,
yeah, anything really. But yeah. Then I saw it was you, and we are in different, I think we're in one or maybe more chat groups together, so I recognize the name. So yeah.
Nice. And then if like thinking sort of features wise, like what must this device do for you? Like what must it sort of boil down to? What's the most important part of it?
Like if it could give me like a try this, or you should do more this, for example, oftentimes my back leg cramps up. So I'm trying to adjust my foot position. And then I was trying to foil stabilis today, and it was more just like balancing, not falling, instead of really like giving impulses. So something like that would be super helpful. But yes, and that's where I think the camera can really help, because I was probably too much to the back and then tried to advance the hip, but it was not really good movement. Mm-hmm. So something like that, try this. Yeah, like, yeah, if you can compare it to the good ones, that would be super helpful.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I can imagine it's super difficult because you have so many different styles of pumping, and they're different styles that work. So,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's gonna be the challenge to figure all that out and see what does work, because there's not particularly one style, one technique. Yeah, there's lots of different ones, but you would be able to see what's working and what's not, like really clearly and really easily. So yeah, that side of it appeals to me.
How did it help you? Did it help you so far? Were you able to get something out of it already?
Yeah. I mean, just working on a project like this means you're working on it every day. So you're like, right, I've got to improve. But I mean, going out and taking the data has, you know, it's really interesting. Like you see, you know, we put all the curves for one run, and then condense that into just one curve. So then you could see your average pattern. You could see the like variability of your pattern. Then you could compare your pattern against Yvonne and Brian, the guy at university here. He did a really great project on this and had managed to get Yvonne's pattern, his curve, and got the full like average and, you know, all the variability around that. And it was a really cool metric he showed us, a cool graph. So yeah, being able to see that is really interesting for me. And, you know, yeah, being able to get like, you know, you balance on it, and like if there's any wobble as well with the board. And, you know, someone pointed out when they were watching us, and then, you know, you look at a video back and you're like, yeah, completely. It's like, you know, when you pump the bobs out, having a wobble, and, you know, being able to see things like that is really cool. And just becoming more efficient. Like I could do maybe three, four minutes on pumping at the moment. And I'd love to get to 10, you know, do some proper journeys on the lakes here. And then, yeah, try and beach start. That's a bit of a focus at the moment. I wouldn't say it's going so well.
Yeah, the beach chart, you really need the perfect spot. Because if you have, I mean, have you seen the foils of Ludo free foiler?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're scratched.
Okay. Okay, no, I meant I've seen him beach start, and it just makes it look effortless and like, oh,
totally. But there was one post where he showed that what the process was,
That was like a couple of foils that were pretty much scratched all the way through.
Okay. All right.
But then I just realized, because I had when I was younger, I played some tennis. And there was one coach who said, you have Nadal, you have Federer, you have all the different players. They have a different arm swing, but the moment they touch the ball, it's all the same. Like the moment that the racket touches the ball, it's the same with all of them. So I can imagine for pumping, it might be similar. Like you have that the perfect pump, stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll be so interesting when you've got like lots of different curves in there, and, you know, from the top guys and just being able to compare and just seeing, you know, what you can do differently to get to their level. Like, I don't know what to do at the moment to get from 4 to 10 minutes. Like, but, you know, being able to just see what I'm doing compared to others, I think that'll be massive. So,
well, I think if you take off the wetsuit and replace it with board shorts, that adds like 2-3 minutes for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the pump is probably different compared to which foil you have.
Yeah.
I mean, there must be a good pump movement for every foil and stab combination.
Mm. Yeah, it's going to be fascinating finding out all that, like what, you know, what's the best pattern for that foil. And, you know, we'll be able to capture all that data, and then people are going to be able to see like someone else on the same foil, similar weight, how far are they going, how are they getting that far, what's the difference in pattern, what's the difference in gear. So, yeah, it's all really cool, really exciting. It's such a new sport, you know. Yeah. And standing on the dock the other week, and some guys like, this is like skateboarding 20 years ago, and maybe 30, maybe I'm showing my age. I don't know, 40 years ago. I don't know.
I think the community is really cool. Like people helping each other out, really, really nice. So what else should people know? Is there anything you wanna like tell the world?
No, I think we've covered a lot of it there, or I've covered the main bits. Very, very passionate about this project. Very keen to help people learn. It's such an amazing sport, as everyone knows. And, you know, to help people progress faster, to have more fun. That's what we're all about, and that's what we're trying to do. And it would be amazing to have people support with that in any way. And yeah, we've got this campaign running to have people sharing it. I think it's a good idea. You know, that would be amazing. So, you know, from any level is appreciated.
All right, so that getsmartfoil.com, that's for sure. Just one last question, maybe where. Can we see you pump? Where do you pump? Where's your home spot?
Yeah, I live in Lausanne, down in Uchi occasionally. Prevorange quite a lot because it's such a lovely spot there. Across in Roll occasionally. And sometimes I take my boat out and pump from the boat, which is really cool. And you do some laps around the boat, and that's an awesome experience.
Right.
So, they're my places around here. Some pray for the wing. But...
All right, so cool. Thank you very much, Duncan, for coming on the show. Super cool. You heard us, where you can get that smart foil, or just have a look. Have a look through the website. It looks really appealing. It looks really cool. We're going to continue after this episode with our regularly scheduled program, which is going to be with the Code Foil Brothers. So that's going to be next Monday. Thank you very much, Duncan, and awesome. I hope to see you on the water.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I hope to see you soon.
All right. Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. You.